Hello, everyone. My name is Virginia Henry, and I'm here with Dan Tappa, who is the supervisory hydrologist with NRCS, which stands for Natural Resources Conservation Service of the Idaho Snow Survey. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, my first question is why are, it's pretty general, pretty basic, but why are snowpacks so important for the state of Idaho?
That's a great question. So the western part of the country in general has a much different climate than the eastern part. And so we have very seasonally dependent precipitation patterns. So we get most of our water for the entire year occurs during the winter months, which corresponds with when we receive snowfall. And so if we think about what our overall water budget is, most of the incoming water for the year that we use comes between generally October and May. It comes in the form of snow in the mountains. And so what happens in the mountainous west is the snow essentially acts as a natural reservoir for water supplies. So it falls, it accumulates through the season, is held up in the mountains in the snowpack until we get closer into the spring months, into the summer, as it continues to melt and provide water supplies for all the uses you can imagine across the state and beyond. So really, it's sort of the window in which we receive water for the year. It's in the winter, and it gets held naturally in the snowpack like a natural reservoir, begins to melt when we need it most in the spring and summer, and provides us with water supplies the rest of the season.
All right, so pretty important stuff. And how are the snowpacks looking right now?
So generally across the southern half of Idaho, it's fairly similar. So if we look at locations close to Boise that feed in the city of Boise, like the Boise River watershed, all the way across to basins east and to the north of Idaho Falls, Rexburg, so like the Teton Drainage and the Henry's Fork, generally everything is near, it's all below normal, and it's all generally around 80% of normal for this specific day. So this is very up to date as of February 3rd, last night at midnight. And we received quite a bit of precipitation the past couple of days, so those numbers have increased in the past few days. But below normal, not terribly below normal, and generally around 80% of normal.
Okay, and how does that compare to previous years around this same time?
So that varies quite a bit more. Last year, this time, regions near Rexburg were very close to normal. So if we look back at the same day last year, the basins were just about right on normal, at 100% on normal. But basins farther to the west, closer to Boise, were quite a bit below normal this time last year. And in fact, for example, one of the basins that feeds into Boise was closer to 70% of normal. So just a bit more below normal to the west, but near eastern Idaho's, it was closer to normal last year. 2 years ago was a much different story. The winter of 2017 was very productive, and we had substantial snowpack by this point across the entire southern half of Idaho.
So right now, are we hoping for a lot more snow, like in the next few months before the spring? Is that what we're hoping for, or are we looking okay at this point?
So in order to get up to like a normal snowpack level, since we're now at about 80% of normal, and we're getting closer, if not beyond the halfway point of winter, we will need, and that sort of depends on the basin. Some of the higher elevation basins can receive snow all the way into May. But in order to get to a peak that's normal, a snowpack maximum, we'll need to receive better than average precipitation and snowstorms going forward for the next couple months. But as of right now, we're not that far below normal that it's a large concern.
Because okay,
there's generally quite a bit of year-to-year variability.
Gotcha. If this winter ends the way that it has been acting so far, what will that mean necessarily for farmers?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, the past month, if we consider where we were a month ago to right now, Although we had a stretch there of fairly warm weather, we have improved conditions quite a bit compared to a month ago. So the snowpack conditions right now compared to a month ago are in a much better place. And so if we continue on sort of the trend of last month, which has been a little bit wetter than normal, conditions should improve again a month from now. The thing about future weather is it's extremely difficult to predict. And, you know, we all know that by just looking at simple weather forecasts of 7 to 10 days. Once you get beyond 7-ish days, the uncertainty is incredible. And so we really can't say anything about what's going to happen over the next month with snow conditions. And that's the entire reason we have an observational network to measure conditions, because we really can't predict it all that well. As far as farmers' expected water supplies, the Upper Snake in general, if we look at what the major reservoirs are holding as current as a percent of average, so where we normally are for this time of year, every reservoir, major reservoir in the Upper Snake Basin is above normal. So it's holding more water than normal for the beginning of February. So that's a good sign. Since there's a little bit less snow than normal for this time of year, we generally can make an assumption that we would see less water supplies in the forms of stream flow runoff, but how much is yet to be determined. And again, because we still have multiple months of winter to go, it's very hard to predict what we're going to receive for runoff in the spring and summer season until we know about this winter, more about this winter.
Right, right. And now you mentioned, the observations and things that you do in order to try to have some sort of forecast, but again, it's still pretty uncertain. So how often do you do these observations or measurements?
So we have two main types of observations that we use. The main is the SnowTel network, which is an automated station network where we receive information about the snowpack, temperature, precipitation. We see that every hour. So that's continuous every hour through the entire year. And then the second main data source is through manual snow surveys. And so this is where people actually go out into the mountains, take what we call snow tubes, and take a core sample of the snowpack to measure how much water is held within the snowpack at specific locations. And those happen once a month, generally from January 1st through May 1st. We have some that go all the way into June, but mostly those earlier months. We combine all that information between the two data streams to provide these kind of comprehensive updates of snowpack conditions. And then they also expected water supplies that feeds into forecast models that we use to generate expected seasonal runoff.
When do we typically see the snow start to melt and empty into the reservoirs and stuff like that?
So it really is basin dependent. We have in the state of Idaho, we just have an incredible diversity in these snow environments. And so some cases closer to Idaho Falls and Rexburg, if we look at the Tetons, for example, that's very much like a continental snowpack where it's very high elevations and snow can accumulate late into the spring. And we don't typically see some of the peaks from snowmelt runoff until June for the Teton River, for example. The snow melt in those basins, at least at the highest elevations, doesn't often start until May. Generally, we observe, if we just generalize the entire state, April 1st is typically around the point that snowpack hits its maximum. And so after April 1st, we typically start to see declines reflecting snow melt across the state.
Okay, so April 1st is kind of the day that it really starts to get going.
Exactly. And by April 1st, too, we typically have a much better idea of what has transpired since most of the winter is over at that point. So we really try and emphasize the importance of our report on April 1st, along with the water supply forecasts that come along with that report.
Okay. And is there any way, like, how can the public access that report?
The best way to get it is to use your favorite search engine and search for Idaho Snow Survey. And one of the first links that will pop up will be the NRCS Idaho Snow Survey page. And from there, if you click there, we always have a built-in link to our most recent Outlook report from the homepage.
Perfect. Okay, so just really Google Idaho Snow Survey.
Yep.
Perfect. That's super simple. Awesome. And then my last question would be, what is there anything that people can do if the snowpacks are significantly below normal? Is there any, I guess, steps we can take or any backup water supplies that we have? Or
that is a big reason for the reservoirs, right? So we have carryover storage from previous years, really, in these reservoir systems that help to mitigate when we do have really poor snowpack conditions. So we can still distribute, although lesser amounts, water supplies to municipalities and agricultural communities.
There we go. Okay, well, that's good to know. Hey, thank you so much for the time that you took to answer my questions about these things. We really appreciate it and appreciate what you do to keep us all updated so we can know and prepare for the future.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.